The Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M. It's Moffy with you this morning, and time to have a chat about some of the stuff happening around Coffs Harbour. To speak with us, our Deputy Mayor for Coffs Harbour, George Cicada, is on the line. George, good morning, mate.
Good morning, Moffy. Good morning, listeners.
Mate, look, we've had a bit of communication over the last few days or so about Arrawarra and some upgrades there to the roads. Now, a lot of locals who aren't real happy that they've got to pay for part of the curb and guttering and have reached out to the council, as I understand.
That's true, and I also heard our local member, Mr. Singh, make some comments regarding this. Look, I thank you first for the opportunity. I'd like to mention to you and to the people that are aware that council in 2017 made the decision to charge only 50% of the curb and gutter, not a footpath or cycleways. That's number one. Number two, Moffy, is a case of fairness. In 1979, the state government passed a law, Environmental and Planning Act, that said basically that any subdivisions from then onwards, curb and gutter and seal roads had to be built. So what happened since then is the developers built the roads, the curb and gutter, and of course would have passed on the full price plus a markup to any person that bought a property since the early 80s. So I went back to the population then, and we have grown more than double. So let's assume for simplicity that 50% of the houses that have curb and gutter built, those people in the purchase price would pay full price plus a markup price. Mm. The ones we're talking about now is subdivisions that were built prior to this act in 1979. So there was no requirement by the developer to build curb and gutter. So bit by bit, as you know, in the last few years, in the last 10 years, this council has embarked in seriously building curb and gutters. And we have said, and when it was presented to us, to be fair to all of those residents that pay full freight plus a bit more, we said, well, look, we will build the curb and gutter. We will only charge 50% as per the Act, actually. But they will get a fair few benefits. A, improve amenities. Curb and gutters act as a mini detention basins in case of flooding, and also resale value. So it was a case of fairness, and we unanimously accepted the recommendation, and that's why those charges are being put in place.
What about those who say, George, that this should be included in the rates? There are some other councils who forego that 50% charge and say, well, you know, they're paying rates, so it comes in under that.
Okay, look, that's a very good question. There are a smaller amount of councils that they do. The majority, they do what we do. But don't forget, Moffy, that not long ago, about 6 years ago, our council had to prove they were fit for the future financially. So we as a council and executive team make decisions that we are very conscientious of how we spend our money. Mm-hmm. So the money for rates are normally not used for roads and curbs because that's part of the subdivision. The monies are used for community projects like the Jetty Foreshore, the West Children's Playground. We put money into the stadium. We're going to put money now into Wooga Sports Complex, etc., etc.
Moving on from that now, George, the council meeting we had on Thursday, a couple of big issues in there that were discussed. One was obviously the regional museum in Harbour Drive and the sale of that. Councillors voting against the proposed sale of the building.
Some councillors voted against. I voted to sell the property, and I can only speak for myself, Moffy. Why I voted to sell the property is I was acting on the resolution of council to build, of course, the culture and civic space. Also, the property is part of that funding of that project. And yes, look, the majority, and I respect majorities, the majority of the councillors felt that it's a good asset to keep in council hands. So even though I don't support it, I'm one of those councillors that respect the majority wishes. And now we need to sort out how we're going to find the extra $1 million to put in the culture and civic space.
And I was about to say that by not selling this, it means it's, I think, another 900 to a million that is short now when it comes to this project, the costs, cultural and civic space. We got a statement from the planning department late last week to say that the DA is expected to be brought back with a determination from then by the end of the month. Approval for the demolition of the buildings on Gordon Street has been approved, and that was voted on by all the councillors except for, I believe, Councillor Arcan, Councillor Rhodes.
True. And again, Amalfi, I personally believe that was the right decision for two reasons. A, is part of that culture and civic space building. And secondly, let's assume for whatever reason we decide not to go ahead with that building. I'm not saying that we are not going to go ahead. I am saying just for argument's sake, that block of land will be worth more money to council if it's clean. So the buildings were derelict, and it's a good decision, I think, to demolish it.
I think, I mean, and that's the thing. The reality is, at the end of the day, the buildings that are there aren't doing anything apart from possibly, you know, being an area for vandalism and squatters. So the clearance of that is a valid thing. Now, the local growth management strategy, employment lands chapter, this is some changes in the North Bowambi Valley. Tell us about this, George.
Then the recommendation by council staff was that we excluded this area, the North Bowambi Valley West investigation area, because the New South Wales government, in their submission, they presented some concerns on environment, some restraints on those lands. Now, Councillor Arcan and I believe that by doing that, you remove the opportunities of those landowners to put a planning proposal to council, and then we will present it to the New South Wales government for final determination, but excluding completely. So we thought that rather than shutting the gates forever, we will give them an opportunity to tell us what they're thinking of doing, and then is for council and the state government to finally decide. So that was the reasoning why we wanted that particular area excluded and be allowed for further investigation.
Now, look, just before we go, $50,000 worth of temporary community organisation assistance grants that are now available. Now, with the grants, it's essentially to help fund activities to enhance community well-being, and I mean, this is something we've got to be focused on, obviously, around COVID-19 at the moment.
Murphy, one of the major issues when you see in the media and you hear is that one, not only the financial disaster of COVID-19, but also the social isolation starting to manifest itself in mental illness or compounding mental illness. Mm. So this will be a great opportunity. We as a council are saying we are concerned as well. And those communities that undertake projects to help overcome social isolation, we say, look, we have put $50,000 on the table. Please come and talk to us and see how we can help you.
Lovely stuff. Well, mate, thanks so much for having a chat to us this morning. We'll talk again soon, George.
Moffy, thank you for the opportunity and have a good day. Thank you very much.
Our Deputy Mayor for Coffs Harbour, George Sicardo, joining us this morning. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M.